This episode of the DubDW Review is sponsored by Magical Mara Designs. Do you enjoy showing off your love of Disney by wearing Mickey or Minnie ears, but get tired of wearing ones that are uncomfortable and give you headaches? Check out the made-to-order ear designs on Etsy shop, Magical Mara Designs. We've got cute and comfortable Mickey and Minnie ears made to order. Designing Minnie and Mickey ears is my hobby. Making ones that are actually comfortable to wear is my passion. Check me out on Etsy, Magical Mara Designs.
Hello, welcome to the DubDW Review. I'm your host, Chris Malik, and I'm joined by my regular crew today, Peter Ponocorvo. How you doing?
Greetings.
Greetings and salutations, my friend. Stacy Nyman, how are you?
Very well.
Very well. Excellent. Stacy, is your daughter, is she currently uncolored?
What
in
color is she?
Yeah, what color is she right now? I want to know.
She just had a shower, and she's perfectly clean now, but we almost had to call the police to let them know that nothing was happening to her during the shower because she screamed bloody murder like you wouldn't believe because I washed her hair. So she has a very dramatic flair, if you can't tell.
Okay, tell the story here because people are not sure what we're getting at here. Tell the story.
Okay, yeah, that would make sense if I told the story. She really is a very creative 3-year-old, and she really enjoys Avatar. So when she finds markers around the house, she wants to become a Na'vi. So she'll take the markers and color any part of her body that is visible. So the other day, it was her entire stomach, her face, her hands, and I'll admit it, I was kind of relaxing in my room. My 12-year-old son was in the other room with her on his phone and didn't notice what she was doing. She was being very quiet, and he calls me in, and she's just covered in marker. It was fine. It was washable. We all kind of laughed and took pictures, posted on Facebook, and then the next day, she did the same thing with a different marker, but then went all over the room, all over the walls upstairs and on the doors. Thankfully, again, it was all washable, but she's just a creative kid, and it's hard because she's not doing it to be naughty, but obviously we don't want her drawing with marker all over everything. So we had a little talk. She seems to understand, but she's 3. She'll do it again. I'm sure she will. And nobody seems to believe her when she says she won't. So
she has a history of this too. This is not the
she
first,
does
right. This is like
not
thing.
Even like. Not even like the fourth time. I mean, she's never drawn on walls before this time, but she's drawn on herself over and over and over again. And that doesn't really bother me. As long as it's not Sharpie or anything with, you know, heavy chemicals. I don't care.
I was just going to say, Uncle Pete and Uncle Chris, we're going to go and buy that 40 color pack of Sharpies just for,
no!
for Christmas. We're going to share.
I think I have to go
her
over
do
to
that
Costco
over your
in
house.
Morning, actually.
All right. So before we get too far along this this blue tinted show, let's introduce our guest today. So Pete and Stacy, I want to introduce you, and you know him. It's Rick Forbes. How you doing, Rick?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
We couldn't be any better, and we're uncolored to start the show. We are. We have no marker on us right now, Rick. So let's set the story here. We wanted to talk to you anyways because we've been conversing through text message and instant messenger and Facebook for a long time. But specifically, you actually are joining us today because we wanted to talk about you were one of the first public purchasers from Magical Mara Designs. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I ordered some ears for my wife.
Okay. So Magical Mara Design is from Tamara Spidell. So what did you order? Because tell us the story. Because when you posted it, everyone was like, "Dang, we had to get some of those." What'd you order?
I ordered set of Beauty and the Beast ears. They were fabric, and the pattern was from the stained glass window from the beginning of the movie.
Yes, we saw it.
Go ahead. I ordered a pair of them for my wife because she likes Beauty and the Beast. Mm-hmm. And when they came in, she wasn't home, so I had my daughter try them on. Because we have all several pairs of Disney ears, and the big complaint that my wife and my daughters have are that they're so tight on their heads.
Okay.
And I don't wear them. Because my head would probably break them. It's so big. But so I had my daughter try them on and take a picture. And, she said that they're really super comfortable.
Cool. And it was a gorgeous picture too.
Thanks. Yeah, she's a pretty girl.
Stacy, can you confirm that, Stacy? Like, have you gotten ears before, or like has Sophie gotten?
Yeah.
Ears? Are they too tight? Is this a thing?
They're so tight.
Okay.
I don't understand, and it seems like the sequins ones are really tight. Like, there's a plush pair that are marketed for youth, and it almost feels like those are looser than the adult size ears. So I can only wear them for a little while, and then it just kind of causes a headache behind my ears.
Okay. So Rick, do you currently have one pair, or have you gone and bought more? Because I thought for a while you were thinking of buying additional pairs.
I bought three more pairs.
You're the best customer.
Yeah. I have a 16-year-old daughter and an 8-year-old daughter. And when we go in June, my older daughter's friend is going with us as well. So I ordered them both a pair of the wire ears with flowers on them.
Okay.
And then my younger daughter, she really likes Maleficent, so we ordered her a pair of Maleficent ears.
You know,
those ones are cool.
They are cool.
Yeah, they are really cool. Right.
And I saw.
I'm tempted to get Missy a pair of those.
Yes, I saw the picture, Rick, when you posted it with your youngest daughter, and I was like, "Man, that is really pretty cool." So that was a really
She dressed up as Maleficent for Halloween. I found a costume clearance on the Disney website.
Okay.
Right before Halloween, so I ordered that, and she just, I don't know why she likes Maleficent so much, but she's our more sneaky uh-huh. daughter, I guess you could say.
She's pretty much a villain.
Yeah, she could be.
Rick, cheering for the villains, it just comes naturally to me too. You
Not
know,
that I, there's I, anything wrong with that.
No way! I completely understand that. So before we start our show, which we're going to do a little trip report, we're going to go and actually hit you up with some questions we have for you. You know, we always start the show off with "Tell me something good." So give me a short few words here on something good in your life. Let's go with the guest, Rick. Tell me what's going on that you want to highlight. Tell me something good.
Well, it's kind of bittersweet, but I posted on Facebook about our son moved out yesterday on his own. In a rental house with his friend. It's actually my mom's rental house, so it's not too bad of a situation for us. As far as him being away and on his own, because she's, nearby. But, we're excited for him, going out on his own, but it still kind of makes us pretty sad to see his room empty right now.
Yeah.
Well, tell us why. Why is he moving out? What's the story? Tell us the story about him.
Well, he graduated from high school last year, mm-hmm. And enrolled in the Army National Guard. So, last August, he went to basic training. I think it was for about 24 weeks. He was gone from the beginning of August till the beginning of February.
Okay.
Our other three kids, you really missed them. Of course, my wife and I missed them. But, we could tell that, it was making a big difference in his life.
Okay.
Just from talking to him and getting letters from him. But, he came back in February and then, talked to my mom and, about rent that house, and so he just wants to, you know, get a little bit of freedom and stuff. And then in June, he's actually being deployed overseas. So,
wow. Can you say where he's being deployed at?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
If I can say it publicly like that, so okay. I'm probably better
then,
not.
Then just choose not to. Yeah.
Okay. Well, overseas is good enough. Then far from home at that point. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So, is this? So he's 19 right now. That's a big step. I didn't even consider that until I was like 23 or 24 myself.
I was almost 22 when I moved out. So.
Wow, it is bittersweet. Okay. Peter,
I was 22 when I got married.
As you shake your head, don't. I'm not going to show Missy you shook your head right there. Tell me something good in your life, brother.
28, almost 29 hours in, and I'm still coherent to a degree.
This is good. This is good. Is that what you got? Is that your good news right now, brother?
That's about all I can muster at the moment.
Okay.
I'm kind of fried at the moment.
All right. Stacy, give me something good.
It's my fast pass day tomorrow morning, so
good luck.
I'm getting ready to get up to make all of those fast passes, but one of the branches of the family who are going did their own fast passes today since they're arriving a day before us. So that's four less people that I have to worry about. So I was really excited, and they kind of made a basis of fast passes based on the plans that we had, so I can almost just copy theirs.
Okay.
So hopefully it won't be as bad, but they did get a really good flight of passage. So I'm hoping that we can also get the same time.
When are you going to wake up, Stacey? What time is it that you have to wake up for these?
Well, I don't know. I have to look at that tonight. Is it? I think it's. I don't even know. I don't even want to speculate. But I'll
say it's 6 a.m. Eastern.
That's what
it's
I thought too.
7 a.m. Eastern.
Okay, so then it will be 6 a.m. Chicago time. Is that right?
Yep.
Yeah. Six.
Okay.
So
that's not too
I'll get
bad.
Up to,
that's not too.
It's not
bad.
Too bad. That's I get up that to work out that time anyway. So
I was thinking just, something freaky like 1:30 in the morning or something.
No,
that was gonna
I would
ruin you
rather have it. I'd rather have it at that time
okay.
than you know. It's but it's okay.
Hopefully today was my fast pass.
7 a.m. Eastern.
Rick, what'd you say, buddy?
Today was my fast pass day.
Oh, that's right. I saw you guys when you're down in your next trip, both Stacy and you. Aren't you both going to be going to the hoop-de-doo at the same time?
Yes! So excited!
That is truly, excuse the pun, that is truly a small world, right?
And we're staying at the same hotels, too. So it's like, hopefully we'll be run into each other a few times. And
wow.
Yeah, so it's exciting. So anybody going down about the same time,
cool.
You might run into two of us.
Cool. Well, I want to give you something good in my life, and I'm going to talk for all three of us. So, Rick, you probably saw this as well, too. You know, so we've been doing the show. We've got 121, this would be 122 unofficial episodes out there. And we're friends with Aaron Del Prince, who does the Indie Disney Meet, which is one of the largest Disney meets, unofficial meets, in the United States for the year. And Aaron has asked us to appear and have a booth at the expo. So based on some maneuvering with the work schedule and our own personal lives, we wanted to do this really bad. And, you know, we were finding ways to make it happen. And we're actually really glad to say we are going to make it happen. So we're going to appear at the Indie Disney Meet. And it's going to be like the first time we've actually, you know, done something live like that. So we're not going to be on stage. We're not going to be doing a live broadcast. At least, you know, we're not planning for it right now. But still, really cool to have that happen. And, you know, we've got some news to reveal later on about that and some additional prizes to give away and stuff. But, yeah, we're going to be. So if you're in Indianapolis or in the Midwest area on Saturday, August 25th, and you're looking for a really cool thing, Pete, Stacy, tell us, what can they do if you just showed up here? What is that like?
So it's, for one thing, it's completely free. So you just go in and there's a bunch of silent auction items. All of the money that's raised at the meet goes to benefit Give Kids a World. So
they do request that you make a small donation for entry. I think it's like $5 a person.
Or you could bring a dish to share.
Right. I don't think it's required, but it is greatly appreciated.
Yes.
Okay.
And there's raffles and everything, but the kids' stuff is amazing. They usually have Star Wars characters, they have princesses, they have face painters, they have...
Cinderella's carriage was there one year.
Yes, it was there again last year, too, I think.
I didn't make last year's. I was there 2 years ago.
I spent a lot of money on artwork. Don't they have unofficial characters, like unofficial like princesses and Star Wars?
Yeah.
So,
yep.
Okay,
yep. Absolutely. And lots of entertainment. Yeehaw Bob was there last year, so that was really cool.
Excellent.
This
year, if you're a fan of WDW Radio, Lou Mangiello will be appearing this year.
Who?
Yes, the one and the only Lou Mangiello.
Yeah. If you don't know who Lou Mangiello is,
Godfather of the Disney podcast. I don't know.
That's awesome.
How else do you refer to him? I don't know.
We're going to get pictures. Absolutely. So, anyways, let's get back to our show. So, Rick, my good man, we are talking, and we've got you on to give us a trip report. And here, we haven't even heard a whole lot from you. But before we talk to you about your trip, we want to know a little bit about you. So, we got some questions we're going to pepper you with. You ready to take our questions?
Okay.
All right. Pete, at the top of your head, you got any... You give me a little music here, Pete. Right, this is a new segment. Do you got any music? Any beep music for us?
Music.
Come on. Stacey, you got some for us? Come on.
Okay. Dude.
No sleep, bro.
All right, here we go.
That was very official.
I can do something here. Wait a minute.
Oh Lord, here it comes. Something from the Edgar Winter Band, I'm sure.
Oh no. It has to be appropriate, doesn't it?
Rick, I'm sorry. Hang on.
We need the music.
We got to have some kind of segment here. Come on, Pete. You're letting us down. Rick, I'm going to...
Hey, I can't help that they have an ad on this. Here we go.
Hey, God. Dead air.
Better? Yes, no?
You have to tell us where it is.
Anyway.
There we go. Alright, you ready?
Alright. Now you can go.
Rick, here
that
we
was
go.
Dramatic.
If we were any good at podcasting, we would edit a bunch of that stuff out and just have the music start to play, but it's all gonna be in there.
Pete, I still may, so let's pause for a second so I can splice it. Hang on. Here we go, Rick. Ready? So I need you to rank the four parks at Walt Disney World in order of your favorite to your least favorite.
Okay. I hope I'm still allowed on the show after this, but it's number one is Animal Kingdom, Magic Kingdom, Hollywood Studios, and Epcot.
Wow.
All right, Rick. Well, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. Appreciate you helping out Tamara like that. If anybody needs to get a hold of us, you can reach us at the WWE Facebook page.
Yeah. And don't worry about reaching Rick. We're good.
What?
You know what? I don't even need to explain
number
that.
Number four?
I get the Animal Kingdom because it's beautiful. But tell me why Hollywood Studios bumped Epcot. I'm interested there.
Well, it's just based on our last trip, our son, when he went, he just started dating a girl a couple months prior to us going. So he was kind of sour and grumpy a lot of the time. And when we went to Epcot, he kind of took it out on everybody. So we just didn't really get a chance to enjoy it the way it's meant to be. Yeah, we went through World Showcase in maybe about an hour.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Wow.
But we're really looking forward to I think we're going to Epcot 2 days at least, and taking our time to get to see everything and let our kids enjoy it and see it. Because I remember from when I was younger and I thought it was the coolest place ever.
Okay.
But so if you ask me again in a couple months, it'll probably change.
It'll change. Okay. Peter.
I hope so. Well, this one's easy, and it's a standard question. Hopefully you have the right answer for this one. Dole Whip or Citrus Swirl?
Dole Whip.
Attaboy.
Quick one. Okay. Stacy.
All right. Do you have any bucket list items that you're going to try to accomplish on your next trip?
50D review is...
with Stacey Nyman.
On the bucket list, of course.
That was actually the entire bucket list description, but I didn't want to seem like that was weird. I've got a surprise planned for my wife.
Oh, excellent.
So I can't really talk
don't
about
tell.
That.
Don't
right
tell. Yeah.
Yeah, don't say that.
All right. So here's my question. So you have to pick this set of resorts or the other. So if you could only stay at this set of resorts, would you pick the resorts around Crescent Lake, which involves the boardwalk? It involves the yacht club and the beach club, and I'm not even including the Swan and the Dolphin. So boardwalk, yacht club, or beach club, or the resorts around the Seven Seas Lagoon, which is the Contemporary, the Polynesian, and the Grand Floridian. Which set of resorts do you stay at?
Crescent Lake.
Ooh, the Crescent Lake. Why is that? That's interesting.
Well, we were really interested in staying there. This trip that we're going on in June has actually been postponed twice.
Okay.
And it originally started as a trip to the beach club.
Okay.
And then when our son came back, well, when he was at basic training, I wrote him a letter and said, yeah, we're planning on going in June when school lets out. And asked if he'd like to go, and he said yes, which really surprised us. But after our last trip with him, but so we had a five person room booked. I'm sorry, at the time at Beach Club, and where he was in the military, it was like 2 days before they released the military salute specials. So, you know, I called our travel agent and talked to her, and she rebooked it to Old Key West.
Oh, okay. That makes complete sense. So your trip to the beach club was denied then quickly. Okay.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So, you know, and I was really kind of bummed about that because doing the research and looking at Stormalong Bay, and, you know, just being so close to where we could walk to Epcot and eat or, you know, walk to Hollywood Studios, it really seemed like it'd be pretty cool.
And you've never stayed at the Beach Club, correct? That would have been your first time, right?
That's correct.
Pete, have you stayed at the Beach Club? Have you visited the Beach Club, Pete?
I visited Beach Club. I have not stayed there yet.
Stacy, how about you? Have you visited or stayed?
Yes, we've stayed at both Yacht and Beach.
Okay. Do you agree upon, like, the things like proximity, the Stormalong Bay? You agree with Rick?
Yes. Yes. It's great.
Rick, it's fabulous. It is great. Absolutely. You Stormalong Bay, you think people are like, oh, it's just, it's a lazy river. No, there's something else about it. It's just because the pool continues on to various little coves and areas. It really is pretty cool. You'll when you get your chance to go down there, you'll really see how cool it is.
All right. I can't wait.
Two more questions for you, Pete.
Favorite resort?
Prop Century.
Whoa, interesting.
Yeah, that's not one I would have expected to hear.
Tell us why. Well, I've got to ask.
We stayed there last time, and we're staying there for part of our trip this time.
Okay.
I don't have a lot of experience with on-site resorts. I really do like French Quarter. We stayed there in 2010 at Christmas and really liked it. But we're going to spend 2 days at Wilderness Lodge on our next trip.
Wow. Yeah.
Have you visited a lot of the other resorts or you haven't even spent time at any of them yet?
Yes. We visited several of them on our last trip in February.
The Wilderness Lodge is going to blow you away, too. When you walk into that lobby and you realize you're staying there, that'll blow you away as well.
Yeah, we were there this time and last time.
Outstanding. Stacy, last question before we get into the trip.
All right, favorite restaurant?
Whispering Canyon.
Good choice.
And we here, just I'm love telling the, you, you know?
The atmosphere.
Yeah, absolutely. Did you ask for more ketchup?
Yes. My kids, they just thought that was the funniest thing. My daughter didn't like the thick horse races, though. She cried the entire time that she was doing that.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But she was hangry, so.
Yeah, that makes a difference.
All right. Well, tell us about your trip. What do we need to know about this? Because I love hearing them.
Well, we were at church on, I believe it was February 18th.
Okay.
And it was one of those cold, rainy days. I mean, it might have been snowing. And my wife and daughter were in Sunday school. And we were looking at the weather forecast for Florida. And it was like 85 degrees or whatever. So I don't know if you guys saw on the news, but we had a teacher work stoppage in February for 9 days.
Okay, no.
And we had heard rumors that they were going to stop working on Thursday and possibly Friday. So my wife went on the Disney website while the kids were doing their church activity and told my daughter, say, you know, hey, we can go to Disney World Thursday and Friday for this price. And I was like, okay, fine with me. I said, you don't have to tell me twice. So
that's awesome.
Hang on. So let me just understand. Was your wife at church with you right there? And then she was actually taking a break from service to look up the pricing?
I was doing the sound system.
Okay.
Sitting in the back. And she was in the back rooms with the children. During children's church.
Because I was about to award her Wife of the Year.
I would say, I see nothing wrong with what
I was about to award her Wife of the Year medal for actually doing that at church. And Lord, Stacy, I know that you've often thought about that as well, too, right?
Yes.
Stacy
yes,
does
yes.
it while driving the church, so.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm the passenger.
I'm sorry. All right, so she booked you in a trip quickly at a teacher work stoppage. And tell us about it, then.
Well, see, that was Sunday. So, you know, I got online and looked, and I was like, she talked about going to the Great Wolf Lodge also because it's a lot closer to our house.
Okay.
It's only 3 hours away instead of 12. Mm-hmm. And when I was pricing, I was like, well, if we stay at the campground, we can go for it'll be cheaper than what the Great Wolf Lodge is. So the next day I sent an email to our travel agent, and I could only find, from the time I first priced it until Monday, one of the days became unavailable for the campground.
Okay.
And I was like, oh my gosh, this isn't going to work out now. So I said, we might stay off site one night. The night we get there, you know, because it's a 12-hour drive, so we wouldn't get there till later in the evening anyways. And she came back and said, well, you can stay at Port Orleans this night and then the next two nights at the campground. So we booked it, and then we were watching the news every day to, try to figure out if the kids were actually going to be out of school or not.
Okay.
You know, because we weren't sure if the work stoppage was actually going to happen.
Right.
So, and then, you know, we got the news Tuesday night that they actually were going to stop working on Thursday. So we took the kids last 6 o'clock Wednesday morning, took them out of school a day early, and got there about 8 o'clock that night.
Rick, just so you know, Stacy, you do the exact same thing too, don't you? You stay off site for like that first night.
Yeah, we do that often. Just, I mean, it doesn't really make sense to pay. But lately, it really depends. It depends on how the math works out, too. Because sometimes those off-site hotels near Disney can be as expensive. And then, obviously, it depends on timing and stuff, too. But
well, it looks like
I think it's a good plan.
Rick landed on his feet because he's staying at Port Orleans for the first night.
Absolutely. Right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we stayed at Riverside for the first time, and it was so cool.
That was my next question. Was it Riverside or was it French Quarter? Okay, Riverside.
Yeah, it was Riverside. We never stayed there before. We thought about it, but, being a family of five or six, depending on which day you're talking about, going down there, we couldn't get a room for... we did get a room for five. When we were going last time, it was room for six, so we couldn't do that at Riverside. But we got there about 8 o'clock, checked in, went to our room, and then we went to the food court and grabbed a bite to eat.
Yeah.
I actually got to hear Yeehaw Bob.
Oh, you walked through the hallway and you heard him.
It
was packed, wasn't it? If you don't get there an hour in advance, you end up just standing out like in the corner there in the hallway.
Yeah, and I had no idea that's where it was. Because we walked by there a couple times, when we were first checking in, mm-hmm. and we walked over there to see the food court, and then we left and drove to our room. And then when we walked back through, he was actually playing. I was like, oh my goodness, I gotta listen to this because I've heard so many good things about it. Mm-hmm. And he sang the Oscar Mayer song.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And apropos.
If you ever have a chance to even sit down for the entire set, I know we had Yeehaw Bob on back a bunch of episodes ago, but how he actually sounded.
Year and a half almost, huh?
Yep. How he sounded when he was on here, which was good, but in real life, he is amazing. I don't know if there's a better free family like type attraction at Walt Disney World. Wouldn't you agree, Pete? I mean, as far as like the quality of the show he gives, he just kills it, and he brings it every night. He's amazing. He had the entire audience. People would think, oh yeah, it's gonna be fun. People will be clapping their hands. It's got nothing to do with. I mean, people are going crazy. It's like the craziest concert you've ever seen. Adult men are running around imitating chickens. And
ballerinas.
It is hysterical. So there's my plug for Yeehaw Bob. I'm sorry. give us some more, buddy.
Well, we were thinking about going swimming that night, but after we ate, we were all just so tired, so we decided to go ahead and go to bed. And then the next morning, we were planning on going to Magic Kingdom.
Okay.
So we managed to get up pretty early. And we got to the TTC about 8 o'clock. And I've never been there before. I mean, there were several things that we did on this trip that I've never done before. And I was fascinated with the TTC because I'd never parked at... when I was younger, I never drove.
Okay.
It was always my mom or my uncle or somebody. And then the other two times, we only took Disney transportation, so we just took the buses straight to Magic Kingdom.
Gotcha. Okay.
But when we got to the TTC, we were trying to decide whether or not to take the monorail or the boats. And my little boy said that his stomach hurts. So I was like, well, okay, I'll go ahead and run you over to the bathroom here. So we go over to the bathroom, and as soon as we walk in there, he just pukes everywhere.
Aw, poor guy.
And so I get him cleaned up, and I kind of clean up the mess in the floor. And we take the monorail over and get to Magic Kingdom about 8:30. And, go in the Emporium because my wife and daughter wants to, look at the shirts and things like that. And I'm standing in there, and my son says, my stomach hurts again.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
And I was like, are you going to throw up? And he said, yes.
Oh, no. So
there's a trash can right beside the door going into the Emporium. So I run him over there and open it up, and he just lets it go again. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I hope nobody sees this.
Oh, poor little guy.
But after that, he was fine. We got him something to drink and let him sit down. We waited. We sat and watched the welcome show.
Okay.
For a little while, and then waited until he felt a little bit better, and then he said he felt well enough to go, so we went ahead and started going around the park.
Man, that's like every parent's worst nightmare is you've taken your kid so far from home where you're unsure of where, like, the hospital's at or where, like, the Minute Clinic's at or even, heck, the Walgreens or CVS for stuff, and all of a sudden your kid's not feeling well. It's like the worst nightmare because you're on vacation, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, and we were only there for 2 days.
Oh, man.
And it's like, what are we going to do?
That's exactly right. You drove 12 hours to feel sick. Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah, I was about ready to tell my wife that she'd have to go back to the hotel.
Dear, I got bad news for you. You're going to have to take one for the team.
That's right.
Okay. So, did he feel better the rest of the day, though? Was he okay going around the mansion?
Oh, he was fine. He was fine the rest of the time. We didn't have any other issues. We think he was just hungry because he didn't really eat dinner the night before at the food court.
Okay. So you're at the Magic Kingdom. You're there only on a quick 2-day trip, and obviously you drove down. So give me your highlights. Tell me what really made you happy to see and do, and what disappointed you at the Magic Kingdom that day.
Well, I can't really say that anything disappointed us. We really had a really good day at Magic Kingdom that day. We watched the Country Bears, and I may have seen that when I was little, but I can't remember. So that was really a first for all of us. And, you know, my kids just thought it was hilarious.
It is hilarious, isn't it?
Yeah, it's family favorite for us, too.
It is, and it's one that it's like when you walk by it, you're like, we can skip it. And then as soon as you go to it, you remember, that's why we shouldn't skip it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I got to meet, I think it was Liver Lips.
Liver Lips.
Walking around the park, and got to meet a character, which I usually don't get to do the character meets. It's, you know, it's my wife and kids.
Did you get a picture?
Yes.
Okay, I need to see that picture. We need to see a picture of you and Liver Lips.
Okay.
Okay, excellent.
And we got to see the redhead scene. It was 2 days before they closed it.
Good.
The remake.
Good.
So, you know, of course, while we were going through the ride, you know, I was telling my wife and daughter, say, okay, now, next time we come, this scene's going to be totally different because they're changing it.
Yeah.
And it's terrible now.
Rick, you've seen my picture, correct? I know we've had a conversation, and we'll leave it at that, but you've seen my picture of the redhead scene in my front room, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that scene has always had an impression on me, not because of the scene, but just as a kid, it felt so exotic to be in that environment where it feels like you're, you know, involved in the scene. But, yeah, I went full hog wild. I used to enjoy that so much. I put the picture up in my dining room. Okay.
Notice he said front room first time, folks.
I heard that, too.
It's true. Okay, so, Rick, can I ask you, let's take a side here. Do you know what the word front room means?
No, that's not a term we have in West Virginia.
Okay, I guess it must be a Chicago thing.
It is a Chicago thing, yeah.
It's a Chicago thing. The word front room is just essentially that. It's like a living room that you would have in your house, but it's in the front of your house. But because you say front room, as in front room, but the T is...
We don't enunciate so good up here in the north.
It's an NCH. Anyways, I'm sorry. I'm terrible. Back to your trip. I'm sorry, buddy.
That's all right. And my wife got to meet Mary Poppins, who's her favorite character.
Nice.
And we ate lunch at Casey's Corner, which I've never eaten there before. And we did mobile ordering.
Okay.
And that was fantastic. I love mobile ordering. because there were a lot of people there. It was the week in between President's Day and the Princess Half Marathon.
Oh, uh-huh.
So there were quite a lot of people there. And while we were in line at Casey's Corner, my wife and I picking up the food, this lady walked up with the rose gold ears, and my wife said, "Where did you get those?" And she said, I got them yesterday, and the cast member said they probably wouldn't have them for 6 more weeks. So, you know, my wife was kind of bummed out about that. And then we went in the Emporium, and they rolled out a display of them. So
oh,
we,
perfect.
Yeah. So we picked up, you know, 3 of them, you know, for my daughter and her friend and my wife, and then got our younger daughter, I think, some Little Mermaid ears.
$100
later. Those are the ones everybody's getting on the ears. Head. Yeah. We have lots of ears at our house. But those are the ones that are tied on their head, so they didn't wear them very long.
Oh, okay. So let's just say that if Magical Mara Designs came up with some kind of rose gold pattern, it might not be a bad idea, right?
Probably not.
Okay. So, so there's a hint right there. Okay. Okay, excellent. What about thrill rides? Does your family like going on like Splash and Space and Big Thunder? Are they thrill ride people?
I love them all, and my oldest daughter, my older son, loves them. My wife is kind of iffy.
Okay.
And my younger two aren't too much into it. We're trying to get them ease into it, but...
Okay.
Like, I'm looking at her picture from Pirates, and my daughter, my younger daughter, was just terrified of going down that little hill.
Well, it's dark. I can see that, too. It's dark.
Wait a minute. Are you related to Michael Black by any chance?
Because
he's terrified of that little drop on Pirates as well.
So, Rick, what is their in? What do they find, your daughters? What is their connection to Walt Disney World? What are they drawn to?
My older daughter grew up in the 2000s, so she really likes Rapunzel, Tiana, you know, the modern princesses.
Okay.
And then, you know, as we discussed, my younger daughter, she really likes Maleficent.
So the characters.
She does like Little Mermaid, though.
Okay.
Yeah, characters.
Okay.
They love characters.
You know, that's what's cool about even the Magic Kingdom, is like, when you say the Magic Kingdom, or I say it, I think of an attraction. But it's something different for every person, and it has something legitimately for everybody. If you're a foodie, you've got amazing options. If you're a thrill ride person, you've got amazing attractions. If you like characters, if you like family rides, they've got options there too. So that's what's cool. It reinvents itself for every person for an inn. Okay. So finish up the day. Tell me how the day went and what else was done in the trip.
Well, we went to Future World, Tomorrowland, and we did Buzz Lightyear. We had a fast pass for that, and we did the Laugh Floor, which none of us had done that before. We really enjoyed it. My older daughter got to meet Stitch. There at the meet and greet, because he's her favorite character.
Okay.
That's not a princess. And then she and I rode Space Mountain.
Okay.
And then I checked the app, and it said that our campsite was ready. And this is probably about 1:30 in the afternoon. And, you know, the kids were, you know, getting kind of tired because, you know, it had been a long drive. So we decided to go ahead and leave and then come back in a little while after we rested up and got our tent set up.
Okay, so when you say campsite, you legitimately are pitching a tent and camping out in a tent, correct?
Yes, and that was the first time we'd ever done it.
Holy cow. You went feet first. I mean, you went head first into the pool at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, my mother-in-law works at a retail establishment. And, you know, every so often, you know, when things go clearance or on special, she'll, you know, get us something. She got us a 10-person tent for, I think it was $10.
Wow.
Wow.
And so we've had it for years and never even opened it.
Hang on. I want to make sure I understand this. You have this tent. You've never gone camping before. You decided to travel 12 hours to Walt Disney World to pitch the tent the first time in a campsite.
Mm-hmm.
You're You're the bravest man I've ever met.
That's one of the reasons why we were looking to stay at a hotel the night before, because we didn't want to try to do it in the dark.
That's smart.
Okay. Tell me, how did that go? Amazing.
It went surprisingly well. We drove to Fort Wilderness and checked in, and they were really super. So we drove around trying to find the pool, because we were going to let the kids, hang out at the pool, because, our daughter's 16. While we set up the tent, just to kind of keep them from being underfoot. So we dropped them off and then found our campsite, which was like two or three sites down from the comfort stations where the showers and the bathrooms are.
Nice.
And I was really pleased with that.
Nice. Okay.
And so we got the tent out, and my wife and I actually got it up in about half an hour. And we didn't even argue, which is really unusual for us when we're doing projects.
Well, that's a great accomplishment, because I'm sure that was pitching a tent for the first time probably was a little bit difficult. So
yeah. After being at the Magic Kingdom, Stacey, are you kidding me?
Yeah, no kidding.
Right? Me and my wife would be at each other's throats. I don't know about you and Scott, but...
Yes, we would.
Okay.
Yeah, any other time, there would have been somebody with hurt feelings.
Okay. So, I'm like astounded that you guys would have both agreed upon this. You know what? Let's do this. Let's go and camp in the tent, even though we've never done this before at Walt Disney World. Like the brave, the brave factor is like a level of 10 or higher in my mind.
Yeah, I was really surprised that my wife agreed to it.
Okay.
I guess she was just so sick of the cold weather, and she knew what the weather report was going to be in Florida.
Nice.
And I guess that if you're going to go and camp for the first time, Disney World probably isn't a bad place to go, because there's going to be people all around who can help you, or a cast member who I'm sure has put up, a million tents before. Like, that would probably be a great place to go, besides, going out in the middle of nowhere where there's nobody to assist you if you needed it. So that might be a good thing to think about.
I mean, Fort Wilderness is amazing. I mean, it was just so cool. We drove through one of the sites where they have RVs, and I've heard stories and seen pictures of the Christmas decorations, but even in the summer, people have all kinds of decorations up. It's really crazy.
Okay.
But we went and parked our car and went to the pool and got our kids, and got them changed and cleaned up, and we decided to go back to Magic Kingdom. And we were thinking we might try to catch the fireworks, but it was with the road construction to get from Fort Wilderness to Magic Kingdom. You have to get on the main road and then do two U-turns and then get to the parking lot. So it was like 7:30 when we got there, and it was so incredibly packed. So we decided to eat instead. So we went to
good plan.
Yeah, we went to Columbia Harbor House and sat upstairs, and my older daughter could see the fireworks, some of them. And then we went to Fantasyland and did some of the attractions there. We did Peter Pan, Small World, The Little Mermaid, Carousel, and PhilharMagic.
Okay. Oh, good.
Okay.
And then we were there till the park closed at 10.
You're a trooper. You are a trooper at this point. Were you at all concerned? I got to ask the question. Were you concerned at all about leaving your tent up? And I imagine you left gear in your tent too as well. No concern about that at all?
Well, the only thing that we left in the tent was our mattresses. We had air mattresses. Okay. And blankets and sleeping bags. Anything that was really valuable or anything, we kept in our car, right?
Yeah, that's true.
And,
yeah.
Like I said, the tent was only $10, so we wouldn't be out that much for it.
Okay. Can I ask you this question? How much was the site, the campsite? Because I know it's actually really pretty affordable. Do you remember what you paid for the campsite for a night?
I think it was averaged to be $85. I think it was $53 one night and $92 the next night.
Okay.
Because one was a weeknight and then one was
Gotcha.
The day they'd started the races.
Okay.
For Friday night.
Okay. Well, and I know it's different comparison. Did you prefer Port Orleans or did you prefer Fort Wilderness?
I don't know. I mean, they both serve different purposes. So,
okay.
You know, I love Port Orleans and, you know, the things that they had to offer there. But I really liked Fort Wilderness as well. You know, the next day we did spend, all of us spent some time at the pool, later in the day, and that the pool there is really nice.
Okay, tell me the highlights of the second day as you guys are starting to prepare yourself for your trip back home.
Or the well, we day. Went to
Animal
Kingdom, and you know, of course, with being such short notice, we didn't get any fast passes for Pandora. Which was okay, because, you know, we knew we were coming back. Anyway, so we let the kids sleep in a little bit instead of trying to get there for the extra magic hours. Mm-hmm. And so we got there right at 9. And I thought it would be a little less busy being 9 o'clock. But I guess, you know, there... I didn't take into account the people that weren't staying on site.
Oh, yeah.
Coming in. I mean, to get in, it took us about half an hour to get through the turnstiles.
Wow.
But we went to Dinoland because my older daughter loves the dinosaur ride. So we rode that, and my wife took our younger two kids to the Big Dig. Or not the Big Dig, but... The playground.
Yeah.
There.
Okay.
And then we rode Primeval World, my daughters and I. And then we decided we had a fast pass for Lion King, Festival of Lion King. So we started headed over that way. And then, of course, you know, we were hungry. So we ate at Yak and Yeti and the quick service one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys have eaten there, but their chicken fried rice is so good.
Peter, yeah, I've heard good things about it.
Peter, have you eaten there?
I have not.
Okay.
I know of it, though, but I've not eaten there.
You're our resident foodie, so I figured if anyone had a good chance, it'd be you.
Well, here's the thing. Generally, I tend to be on dining plan.
Gotcha.
So I do mostly sit-down stuff.
Okay. Okay. So tell me about the best part about that day, Rick.
My favorite part of the day was what we did after we left Animal Kingdom. After we watched Festival of the Lion King, we walked through Pandora and looked around a little bit. And then we left. We were planning on coming back, but our kids were really super tired by that point. So we all went to the pool. For probably about 2 hours. And then we were trying to figure out what we're going to do for dinner, and I looked on my Disney Experience, and they had an opening for Whispering Canyon. So we went ahead and booked that, and we decided to go resort hopping. Once we got ready, in between, our reservation was 8:30, so we had about 2 hours to kill. So we took the boat to the Contemporary and, you know, walked around there. And when we got there, there were a bunch of people dressed up like pirates. And they were, I guess, getting ready for that pirate cruise.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And then we, you know, took the monorail to the Polynesian. And we went to Ohana last time, but we got to go around and explore a little bit. You know, look upstairs and downstairs and walk around there. And really like the Polynesian. I hope one day we can stay there.
Okay.
Then we went to the Grand Floridian and listened to the orchestra a little bit. I tried to get a peek at 1900 Park Fair, but I guess they have it to where you can't see it unless you have reservations.
Okay. So
and then we went back.
Are you saying that the resort hopping factor was the best part of the day for you guys?
Oh, it was for me.
Okay.
I loved it because I've never done anything like that before.
Okay, I'm glad you said that because I don't know if you recall, but in the private, in that Facebook group that we have, in that EDCOT post, I posted something very similar to that too as well, that when I think of Walt Disney World, the first thing I think of are the resorts. And my family as well, we love resort hopping. There's no cost to it other than what you buy at the resorts, if you get ice cream or if you're going to get some food or you're going to trade pins. But just the opportunity to go around and visit, and you kind of get immersed in that vibe, so to speak, for a little bit of time. Then you go and experience something else. And it's pretty cool to look up and see, oh, there's the flying fish. Oh, yeah, I hear all about that. Oh, there's Captain Cook's over at the Polynesian. I've heard all about that. So it's really cool to be able to go and experience these things. It costs no money to do. It's one of the, again, one of the coolest things to do for free at Walt Disney World. I agree 100% with what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. The last time we went, on our last day, we went to Trattoria Al Forno for the Bon Voyage breakfast. And we drove over there on because we were leaving after that and parked at the boardwalk and got to go around the boardwalk and look at it. And, you know, the lobby is just so impressive at the boardwalk. And I imagine the beach club, you know, yacht club are the same.
Uh-huh.
You know, so we're hoping, you know, someday to get to check out the Epcot resorts too.
Okay.
But we went back to the Contemporary, and as we were, this is my favorite part of the trip, but as we were walking down the stairs to go to the boat launch, there were a whole crowd of people dressed up like pirates going down the escalator, and Captain Hook and Mr. Smee were with them.
Oh, fun.
So they were going out to the boat launch as well because it was time for them to get on the Pirates firework cruise. So we had to kind of stay back while they were loading the two boats up. But they had one boat for Captain Hook and one for Mr. Smee. And then the characters didn't go on the boats, but as they were walking by, you know, the handlers were like, oh, they got to go back to wherever they were. They can't stop and talk. But Captain Hook stopped at my daughter and gave her a little pat on the back.
Oh, that's so nice.
Mm-hmm. And she thought that was, you know, pretty cool. I wish I would have got a picture of that, but I didn't. But, and then we got on the boat to Wilderness Lodge. And as we were going, the Electric Light Pageant was going as well. So we got to watch all of that while going to
awesome.
Wilderness Lodge.
That's awesome.
That's perfect timing.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
and
great.
Then, and we'd never seen that before either. So that was really fun. And then, you know, we did Whispering Canyon. You know, of course, the kids had fun there and took the boat back to Fort Wilderness, got back in our tent, went to bed, and got up the next morning and went home.
Okay.
That was our sad day.
Yeah. But you know what? It seems like your trip was... just perfect. I mean, you didn't do you weren't super busy running around and, you know, commando style touring. Sometimes you just need those times where you are just taking time to do the small stuff. And it sounds like you made a lot of really good memories with all those small things that you did. And it's like, sometimes when you have this huge trip planned, you don't get to do all those little things. So I think that sounds like a perfect trip that you guys had.
Yeah, we thought it was great. I mean, so many things just clicked, you know, as we were going along our day. And it's really made it kind of hard to plan our next trip in June because I don't want to overplan and do commando.
Yes.
But it just seems like you know, there's so much pressure to do that.
Yes.
And I'm hoping that we can have some sort of balance between the two.
Right.
Rick,
I bet you will. Now that you've had kind of a low key trip, I think that you'll probably find it easier to do that.
Rick, I'm one of the rare guys that actually, you know, when Stacy is gonna waking up to make her fast passes, and I would too, you know, provided this far in advance. But I almost do that with a grudging happiness, because once you start planning those things out, the trip becomes too rigid. I almost like the thought of going down there with no fast passes and with no dining reservations, and you just take it as it comes. And where should we eat? I don't know. Let's see what's available. Or we kind of walk around the park. Where can we go? I don't know. Let's look in the wait times and see what's easy to get on. Right,
yeah.
Now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you kind of just grab it as it comes, and it takes the pressure off the vacation, as opposed to, nope, we got to be here at 6:05. We got to be here at 8:05. Because that's kind of stressful when you got young kids. When your son's not feeling well, it's like, yeah, that plan's out the window. You know, I need a new plan really quickly.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, my wife said, yeah, that's one of the things that she thinks is stressful about it. And I'm like, I'm trying not to be like that. When we went in April, we had 9 character meals.
That's a lot.
Yeah. But, yeah, they were all great. And this time coming up, I think we have either 4 or 5 sit-down meals for the whole 9 or 10 days that we're going to be there.
Cool.
And
yeah.
Then we're just going to fill the rest in with quick service or whatever.
Right. Okay. I think that's a good balance right there.
And then some of the days I only have 1 or 2 fast passes, because it's either, you know, why would I need a fast pass for what's available?
Right.
Or, you know, we'll just see what happens. You know, we might park hop and go somewhere else, or
yes,
cool,
or whatever.
Well, I've got to ask you, in wrapping the show up, I've got to ask you if anyone has any questions. I want you, if you don't mind, share your social media addresses, because heck, I've got questions I'm going to ask you about pitching a tent. But in wrapping this up, if anyone had any questions, how could they get a hold of you, Rick?
Well, I'm on Facebook at Rick Forbes, and Twitter at RickF76, and Instagram I think is Rickster76.
Okay.
And it's RIC. There's no K on my name.
Okay. And you know, in wrapping this up, Peter, Stacy, you guys want to let people know how to get a hold of you?
Pete? Yeah. We can definitely, you can get a hold of us on our private Facebook group at EDCOT, EDCOT. So search us on Facebook over there and answer some really hard questions, and we might let you in to join in the fun. Just kidding, we'll let you in for sure.
Pete, how else do you
speak for yourself? I'm a little more difficult to get past. You can get me over at EDCOT or at the WWE Facebook page. You can search me out individually on my personal Facebook page. I'm also on Twitter and Instagram at Magic Mouse Medic.
Outstanding. And if you're, again, around the Midwest on August 25th, stop by the Indie Disney Meet and say hello to us. We're sure to have a bunch of nice things to give away, and we'll have a great conversation. So, Rick, before we go, do you have any questions or anything you want to say about anything?
No, I don't think so. I'm just counting down the days to our next trip to Disney World.
Okay. And out of 0 to 10, give me a rating of the Magical Mara design that you got for your wife. What would you say? Give me a 0 to 10.
I'd say 11. I mean, they were just a hit at my house.
Awesome. And the pictures prove it. If you want to see those pictures, actually, you know what? You can see them on EDCOT. Rick's got some great pictures on the EDCOT page. So, all right. So for my friend Peter, for my friend Stacy, and for my friend Rick, we'd like to thank you for listening, and have a great day.
Bye, see everyone.
You. Bye.